no C. Okay, calling the meeting to order. It is 4:00, and this is the Executive Board Meeting, Sussex Academy, April 17th, 2019. Roll call, Jen Scott, Board President.
Marty Cosgrove, Vice President.
Suzie Mitchell, Board Member.
Denise Westbrook, Board Member.
Alan Safford, Director.
Debbie Fees, Board Member.
Andrew Rogers, Secretary.
Lauren Wisely, Board Member.
Uday Jani, Board Member.
Chris Moody, Board Member.
Franny Silcock, Director.
Brian Bateman, Parent.
Gary Valiant, Citizen.
Okay, nice citizens.
Welcome.
Okay, great. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Did anyone have an opportunity, or did everyone have an opportunity to review the minutes? Andrea, did we figure out, did you leave early last meeting?
No, he didn't.
I don't think I did, because I didn't know what I talked about.
Yeah, okay. After the meeting, I thought you and I had a conversation.
I didn't remember it either, but that's not saying much.
My first meetings, you did.
Today.
Oh, my God.
My kid had an event.
Up short.
Love Creek Elementary.
Party.
All right, anything else? Let's stay focused, people. Let's stay focused.
Wow.
Nice.
You added the stuff about executive, right, Andrea?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I think that was fine. Anyone? Anyone?
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the March 20th meeting.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Any conversation? Discussion? All right, vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Next item on the agenda, public comments. We have two public here today. Mr. Dayton, do you have anything to say? You're just here observing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sir?
Observing.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for coming. All right, moving on. Executive Director report. Our Executive Director is teleporting here from sunny California. Hello?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
No, not really.
Barely. Barely.
You're going to have to yell.
Barely?
Yeah,
better. Better.
All right, I'll just scream into the phone. All right, my director report for April 2019, 7th and 28th, I took two teachers out to Denver to the Marzano Institute, where we attended a professional development that spanned over 2 days. To talk about prioritizing standards, proficiency grading, creating reliable and valid assessments, basically it's about what we learned was about students' grades being a true reflection of content standard mastery versus other things that sometimes get trapped in the grades, and being able to clearly articulate and communicate to parents and students when they are failing or not performing as to where their actual shortfalls are. So we'll be doing, the two teachers that went with me, Denny Couch and Karen Hugan, we will be rolling out a professional development for staff in June at the end to discuss some of the things that we brought back with us. The spring musical of Greece, was a hit. First weekend in April, made school history by selling out on Friday and Saturday night, and it was really a great show. And lots of board members were there. So thanks for the support for that. We are in the midst of testing season. March 27th, we had our high school SAT test, which is our school accountability test for high school. Our 11th graders took the SAT, and our 9th and 10th graders took the PSAT, and our seniors had a cyber day that day. And currently, our middle school students are in the midst of SBAC testing, and that's going to go well into May. We had our National Honor Society induction ceremony on this past Thursday, April 11th. It was a very nice ceremony put on by Debbie Fees and Colin Marine, and the students. Also, the new officers were inducted for next year.
Can I ask you a question? I'm interrupting you. What would it take for us to get a middle school honor society? Because I see that all over the place.
Yeah, so is Janet in the room?
No, Janet's not here.
Okay, well, Janet is actually doing the work right now, researching and everything, so that we can establish a middle school chapter next year.
Awesome.
Great. And that's something that we're going to try to implement next school year.
Great.
The course selection booklet in the high school has been out, and we're currently undergoing the process of course selection. Debbie's meeting with class grade levels, and that process, I think, there's been a lot of questions. She's been holding evening sessions so parents can get more information, but we're hard at work to that so that we can have an idea of what our simple tally is for courses for next year, so then we can start talking about staffing projections.
How are the AP courses selling?
We don't know. They're due today.
Good.
So I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of them circled, but I have no numbers yet.
Gotcha.
Okay.
The parent session
really
was helpful.
We won't have any numbers to report on until after spring break.
The parent sessions were really helpful. Thank you.
Thanks, Susie. So Kaylee Murphy was our Secretary of Ed Scholar, and she was honored in Dover by the Secretary of Education on April 9th. And she brought her family, and from school, myself, Debbie Tees, and Sarah Messina all attended in support of Kaylee. We had our school lunch consultant come in last week, and he actually has submitted a report which Chris Moody sent out to all board members, and I believe Chris was going to discuss that later. And we also had our Revolution Foods Test Kitchen. And just as an explanation real quick so that everybody understands, every year we have we go out for a bid for food services. So Revolutionary Foods or Revolution Foods was just another company that was interested in putting a bid in to service our food program. And that's why they came in and did the test kitchen, which was actually separate from the other work that we've been doing as far as improving the kitchen and improving the long-term plans for improving the food program. We also had other people that came in. We didn't do a test kitchen with them, but Alan did meet with other interested vendors as well. Alan had reached out to an architect or a planning firm, and they've submitted blueprints for proposals for what our science lab and student center would look like, so that work's underway. We're hoping that we can get it all done and get things out so we can start on this project when students and teachers leave for the summer. So I'm being really optimistic and ambitious that we're going to get that done. Prom was this past weekend on Saturday at Baywood. It was well attended. It was a great event, and the weather held out, so we didn't have rain. So it was just a nice. It was a nice job, and some of the parents stayed at the prom longer than the students did. But overall, I think the kids did enjoy themselves, and it was a very nice event, and well done by Sarah Messina and the students. As we know, we have spring break coming up. It starts tomorrow. When we come back from spring break, we're going to be on this end-of-the-year marathon, with testing. IB testing will be starting and going in full swing. Again, middle school testing, FBAC will be continuing. And then we have award night events and different events between May and the beginning of June and the end of the school year. So I will be sending out an event calendar, an end-of-the-year calendar that we put together, just so board members have an idea of what's coming up. So if they want to attend, they can put those dates on their calendar for those events. Just a reminder that we're going to be holding the first ever Delaware Charter School Conference here at Sussex Academy on October 11th. It is a Delaware Charter School Network event, but we've been in the planning stages. we found the title for it, and I can't remember what the title is exactly, but it's around the 21st century learning, so it's going to be really focused on technology. And we just decided, I believe, on a keynote speaker, which is, I want to say his name, Matt Miller, teach like a pirate, so we're hoping that he is going to be our keynote speaker for the event. And all schools in Delaware are going to be all charter schools.
Did you say a pirate?
Eric, that's hysterical.
Seriously, did you say pirate?
What did I say?
Is a pirate coming to speak in October?
Well, he's not a real pirate.
Teach like a pirate.
Oh,
yeah. Got it.
Seriously?
I mean, we're all intrigued, so I think we're going to get good attendance.
No, I really think it's going to be a great event. We're looking at possibly getting food trucks to come for the lunch and everything like that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
We're still in the planning stages. But I'm really excited about that. We'll also have the leadership conference, the summer leadership conference. I'm not sure where it's going to be hosted this year, where board members and administrators can attend. That'll be sometime in August or July. Kendall's still trying to get dates together for that. That is basically all I have for my report. I do have to go over the strategic plan. I'm going to talk about some hiring prospects as far as positions we're looking at, but I don't want to say anything too soon for that, so I'll save that for May's board meeting when we have our course numbers. But we should have our SAT, I think our SAT scores by the end of the month, or at least the students will get them.
The end of the week.
So, yeah, I think
so. Anxiously awaiting those to come in. So with that said, I'm finished until we get to presenting the strategic plan.
Okay. I had a couple of questions. So Alan, where are we with the science lab and the student center?
We've got some preliminary plans done. We've provided feedback and waiting to hear back if Delmarva Designs will be able to provide the complete blueprints, including mechanicals and electrical and plumbing, or if they
design Delmarva.
They can.
Okay, because yesterday,
the science teachers and I met yesterday to go over the plans and then sent them some feedback.
Okay, and then I'm sensitive to us moving as quickly as possible on this because I know the foundation, Joe is kind of waiting for us to get information to him. So, you know, since they've offered to fund it, you know what I'm saying? He's kind of waiting in the wings for us. So I want us to make sure that we are moving quickly and getting him, you know, whatever he needs to make a decision as quickly as we can.
Does it require a foundation vote? Is that the part of it?
I'm not really sure how the foundation operates.
Okay.
So after the plans are done, does it go out to bid?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, I don't think so. The foundation doesn't have to.
They
have
don't have to go to.
I know, but someone has to bid it though, right?
Correct.
Because this company, what's it called?
Delmarva Design.
Delmarva Design. They're not a GC. They're just a.
They're just an architect.
Right.
Firm. Yeah.
So, do we have any idea who we're going to bid it, have it bid it?
I think it would be prudent for us to pass it by people who've already been in the building doing work, like RYJ and Gillis Gilkerson and Noble.
Could we pick someone that we haven't had any problems with in terms of coming back in to fix things that they didn't do right the first time?
Kind of the nature of construction.
Because that's annoying.
It's kind of the nature of construction.
I forget who did our first construction when we connected the two ends of the building. Randy, do you remember who it was?
Maybe Lance, who might have some. You might have some input into. Some
yeah, I mean, I can handle. I mean, I can handle the process if you want.
Okay.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Yeah. Eric, that's your area of expertise. You had no idea we were going to be utilizing your services as much as we have.
Oh my goodness!
I screwed myself.
I mean, I didn't even ask you. You offered. That would be great. So,
It's due next week? Monday. Monday.
Exactly. Easter.
Just pick the plans up, finish the plans, get all the mechanics out, and then get it out.
All right, so you guys will be in touch with each other on the next phase, you and Alan?
Yes.
Okay, great, 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 great.
Lance is great about keeping me on track.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions for Eric on his report?
No.
Okay. Moving on, financials?
You have your, hopefully your packet, including our new board report. Our finance committee met yesterday, comprised of me and Carla.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. All the materials have been sent out to Steve. He's had an opportunity to go through all of them. If you look at that page with the yellow at the top, we're 3.5% above where we should be at this point.
Mm-hmm. However, 3.5% above.
Yes. However, when the final budget comes up during committee reports, you'll see that the projected expenses now fall within the 75%. So the additional revenue we have and mapping out additional and projected expenses for the remainder of the year brings us more in line with where we should be.
Do we still think the yellow will go away?
Yes.
And become green?
I don't think it will become green necessarily, but the final budget that I'm going to ask for a vote tonight brings the anticipated reserves to $20,000. From
153.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Great. That's huge.
And you know, I'm always kind of low end on revenue.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So I've been mulling about this idea of a capital reserve account, which would be separate from our regular reserve account. And I'm just wondering if it would be wise for, number one, if we can, and number two, if it wouldn't be wise for us to set up an account such as that that we could put some money into, if you will, and would it still be subject to the same, what I'm getting at is when we tap the reserves, mm-hmm. we get dinged mm-hmm. in our report card. If we had a capital reserve account that was really set aside for things like the pool deck resurfacing, all that kind of stuff that may put us in a position to have to tap reserves. If that is a reserve account that's separate and different than the regular one, are we still subject to the same report card?
I think it would depend on how you set it up. Mm-hmm. Like currently we have a reserve account set up outside of the state account
mm-hmm.
for a requirement of the USDA loan. We mm-hmm. have to have
right.
build up yeah. a year's worth of loan payments. And we have 10 years to do it. So each month we're putting away money into that fund. If you did something similarly, I don't think the state monitors it because they're not holding the money.
Right. Does anyone have any thoughts on that? I mean, do you think that's even necessary or?
I think it's very necessary. I just don't know where you're going to get the money from.
Right.
I think it's a good idea too. I'm on another board and we do exactly that. We have an overall account like we have, but then we have one just exactly which you carve out a little bit of money every year and it's slowly building. If we need to tap it, we can just go in there and take some.
Because remember, we did have that study done.
Okay, so to the study, I feel like, and excuse me if I'm being completely like old and not remembering things, but I don't feel like we ever talked about that
right.
study.
I don't remember ever seeing it because I've heard
I know that.
I don't remember seeing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I just don't believe we ever discussed it. So I think we should because we're not prepared obviously tonight. But Lance, I think at next month's board meeting, we should set aside a few minutes to really just kind of at a high level dig into that and see what we're looking at.
That makes sense.
Because it looks like it's very thorough.
It is. I've reviewed it myself. It is thorough, and we'll send it out to everyone ahead of time. But I don't know.
It didn't get the attention it deserves when it was published.
It didn't, and you know, it was costly, so I feel like we really should, you know, pay attention to it. So
yeah, it has good information in there associated with, you know, they went and detailed all of our main mechanical systems and things that have the lifespan, like our roof is probably one of the most costly items.
Mm-hmm.
You can see on the, like 13 years from now, it needs to be replaced and it's over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if we need to have those funds in place, mm-hmm. anticipating that we are going to know we have to replace it in 13 years or whatever mm-hmm. it is.
And I just leaf through real quick to do things like when we need to re-turf the fields or when we need to replace those lights and all that stuff too. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
because I guess
boilers, HVAC systems, any mechanical systems, road resurfacing, all that kind of stuff.
Because, I mean, I feel like we could, I mean, a capital campaign
correct.
Money from that could go into the capital reserve fund. Or, you know, we could have targeted fundraising. Or is there a potential to move some money out of our, or are we at where we need to be with the reserves, the main reserves?
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't move money from there into.
We get a thing.
Yeah, I don't.
But isn't some of the stipulation of what you need to have associated with having money to do improvements? Like if they say you got to have $3 million, is because of.
No, I think it's in case we're default on the loan that they would get.
It's loan issue.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, that one, the state one is different. The state one has to do with our. Operating budget.
It's a percentage of your.
It's a percentage of the operating budget. So, all right. Well, I think maybe I'll talk to Steve about mm-hmm. it, but I feel like this might be something we should
mm-hmm.
look into some more.
And that report includes a recommended amount.
Yeah.
So
each year. Yeah.
So where the USDA money that we have set aside doesn't show up on our financials?
Yeah, it's on. Page.
It's just a separate line item. It's not separate like. Like
on
this
page
thing.
Five, it's okay. the very last one. It's the PNC loan fund account, and our current balance is $270,000.
Mm-hmm. $279.40.
I see it.
Yeah. Now there will be a big chunk coming out in June because that two of our loans are still interest only, and they just come out annually.
Mm-hmm.
So one chunk comes out in June and one comes out in December. But this June is the last for that one, and December is the last for the other.
Mm-hmm.
So do we put money into this every month?
Yes.
Okay. And then at the end of the year it comes out?
Yep.
Do you remember what the contribution amounts was recommended? I can't remember, but it wasn't meaningful.
No, it was not insignificant.
Yeah.
I don't know how we, you know, unless we were doing some sort of targeted fundraising, it's not like we have.
Because that's the question, is how do you fund it?
Right.
It's
not often like
we
have excess money to.
Correct.
You know, so I don't know, we would have to kind of strategize around that. Okay, all right. Sorry, that was an aside.
And when was this study done?
It was done in the fall, November. Just this past November, October, November.
And probably we didn't discuss it because we didn't meet in December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably right.
I don't even know anything.
The foundation paid for it, mm-hmm. the Sussex County Foundation, because it's a study of the, you know, the capital assets.
Lance's report for November references that it's done, but.
But that's right. We didn't have a meeting. We don't have a meeting
correct.
In December, and then January just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, we need to bring that back around next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make myself a note. All right, for May meeting. All righty. Alan, sorry, anything else?
So just, I mean, not really. The only thing I wanted to point out, or one of the things I want to point out, and then I'll address questions. If you look on page one, the salary expenses in March are well above previous months because it was a free payday month.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
That both salaries and OECs were above where
mm-hmm.
they normally would be.
Got it.
Makes sense.
Three pay months.
Okay, anything else of note?
Mm-mm. No. The last page, we've talked about the pool revenue versus
mm-hmm.
expenses, and you should have picked up a report of minutes from yesterday's meeting that, well actually the two, minutes from yesterday's meeting and their little description of our in-kind know, what are, how are we benefiting financially by having pool? It's about $40,000.
Oh, great, Alan.
Between the swim team, fall conditioning class, the middle school class, and the lifeguarding class that we
can. Thank you for doing that.
Where is it?
Well, I didn't do it.
It's like
that. Well, thank you for making sure that it got done. Yeah. That was a big question for me. Susie, it's, it looks like this. It says Sussex Academy Aquatic Center at the top.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine.
And it shows that our, the school use of the pool is about $40,000 mm-hmm. a year. So if you take that out, you know,
right.
that makes a lot, that makes things look a lot rosier.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were copies there.
So what does that look like then? If we look
so
at the aquatics.
So that brings it down to $86,000 loss.
Okay. Just, you know.
Every little bit.
We're getting there.
He's down it.
Okay. All right, well, just, I said we wanted to understand what the numbers were. Okay.
All right.
All righty. Okay. Any more questions? Okay, we need a motion to approve these.
Make a motion that we approve the financial report, financials for May 31.
April.
Second.
Not May 31.
Dated
March 31.
Yeah.
March 31.
Right, not May.
Oh, did I say
May? Sorry.
March 31. I said April 31.
Which
doesn't even exist.
So we all need a vacation.
I said, fully disclosure, I'm exhausted.
You need me to restate it?
Yes, please.
I make a motion that we approve the financials dated March 31, 2019.
I second.
Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of approving?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Alan,
yes.
Can you just keep going?
Sure.
With the Finance Committee stuff since we're here.
So you got notes from our meeting last night, and there is a typo in terms of the amount for the pool. I put 37 instead of 39, so I'll fix that before I put it on the website. We're going to look at the final budget that should have been in your packet or available at the end of the table for you.
What are we looking at?
Topics with FY19 final budget.
Okay, got it.
There's a column that's titled April 12, and that's the updated revenue numbers that we're anticipating. And then there's two pages of line items that show what we preliminary budgeted for these items, for personnel, for OECs, for travel, for contracted services, et cetera, and now what I'm projecting they're gonna be based on our spending patterns.
Okay, so if we turn to the next page,
okay.
and we look at the budget and then the updated, and we look at the salaries, 3.2 million versus 3.4 million. That is because of the salary adjustments.
Primarily.
So that's like 200 or whatever
yeah.
it is. Okay.
And whatever additional staff has been added to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. So you.
No, since the May of last year when we put the preliminary budget together.
Right.
So
gotcha.
We had some additional paraprofessionals added mm-hmm. to the staff,
mm-hmm.
And then the salary adjustments.
Okay. Wow, so paraprofessionals went down by half?
Well, I think the coding, no, yeah. Yes. Some of our do two different positions. They teach part-time and,
mm-hmm.
and pair part-time, and they only get one code.
Mm.
So even they're providing those services, and there are more of them providing those services, they're falling into the category for faculty.
I like that some of the numbers actually went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So the biggest, obviously the biggest thing was the salaries.
Yes.
Yeah. How did the nurse go down?
Because
we had a second person and
yeah.
then she left.
Yeah.
Oh.
We had like an assistant, a part-time,
okay.
you know, who left.
And how's the nurse holding up?
She gets a lot of volunteers, I think, in there to help, doesn't she?
Yeah, she brings in a substitute regularly to help out so she can get caught up on paperwork.
And she's no longer teaching health.
So the last two pages actually go back and show you current expenditures and how they align with the updated budget numbers.
With the proposed budget
numbers? Yes.
Okay.
And then the balance and the percentages. So with the changes that I made to the anticipated and projected salary numbers, we're at 76%. We'd expect to be at 76.92. So we're within it now. And all the categories are like that, with the exception probably of supplies and materials, because most of that is done earlier on. And it's still within range. And same thing with technology. That's done early in the year.
So these numbers are all anticipated at this percentage based on the new proposed numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Any questions?
The furniture number looks pretty big.
Which one?
Furniture?
Furniture, 7,500 to 36,500.
What page?
Page 33.
Or what number? What account code?
56220.
When the preliminary budget was put together, I was not anticipating adding another computer lab. So that we needed all the furnishings for that space.
Okay. Well, that really went up, of course, is pool and coaches. But hopefully extra pool and coaches brings extra revenue.
No, we don't get extra revenue from the coaching. We still don't charge entrance fees for any.
Right.
We still don't charge entrance fees for anything, so we don't get any revenue from the sports program.
Right. I guess it does bring around this. We feel like we have this conversation about once a year. Should we be charging for our events?
What if we had like a suggested?
Yeah, I was just there.
Yeah, $5.
Yeah. Even if it wasn't mandatory.
Or just buy a pass for a year. It's $25.
Whichever school I went, everyone charges.
Paying entry fees.
You should be charged.
Cape's
at the Y.
The sports event.
Sports event.
You get all the cross game at Cape.
It's $25 for the family to go there and watch the football.
Right. Yeah, $15 for three of us to go. Yeah, and there's two of them students. Yeah.
Swim meets, they don't charge.
No, I have not noticed them charge, which seems ridiculous because that's the most expensive venue, right? Pool?
It's also the easiest way
to charge.
Everyone walks through one to the door.
But even for basketball, I paid every school I went to.
I know, even the middle schools. Yeah. Even the middle
Joe
schools.
Joe really doesn't want us to do it.
Who doesn't want us to do it?
I get that sense.
Was it Joe? I thought it was always Trish that didn't want to do it.
Somebody did. Well, part of it was we didn't have...
It wasn't fenced or anything.
Right. We didn't have access.
How would you go back?
It's also the cash management issue.
Right.
You're dealing with cash,
You have to do it at the entrance.
It opens up a lot of...
Like at the games for fraud.
We have trouble staffing the nest to get parents to work in there. So, I think giving students cash is problematic because it creates a potential issue. And we don't have enough parents volunteering to do anything around here, so having somebody collect money is...
The other thing is if you're volunteering in the nest, you can watch the game. If you're at the gate, you can't.
You're just stuck out there.
Depending on which gate you're at. If you're at the front parking lot gate, then you can't watch the game.
Yeah. Okay, that's a conversation for another day.
Pay for parking, too.
At Cape?
No, I said you could.
Yeah. Right.
You go up to the turf fields now and you have to pay like $20 to park there to watch your kid play the calls for an hour.
By app.
Wow. By app.
Wow, jeez.
Oh my God, starting to bleed you dry.
Yeah, our lacrosse, Saturday lacrosse tournaments, we're not charged, thank God. All right, so we need to approve this.
Yes, please.
This is called the final. Susie, questions?
I've beaten a dead horse, I'll ask after the meeting.
Okay.
I make the motion to approve.
Who made the motion? Uday made the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Marty seconds, any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of approving the updated fiscal year 19 budget?
Yeah, we'll get aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Okay. Joe said that?
Another thing we discussed was the petty cash account. We had a savings account and it fell below the threshold, so we were being charged monthly fees, so we've closed it and moved the balance to the checking account. And we need a method for replenishing it periodically, preferably without using state money, so that...
Yeah. But I don't want to use any state money.
Yeah, so...
Because then we have discretion to use it how we choose.
I'd like the board to consider, and we can discuss it tonight or just mull it over, that we replenish it as needed using rental, building rental funds.
Mm-hmm.
And like set a threshold that if it falls below 2,000, then we can deposit into the account to build it up again.
And wait, so it's still a separate designated account?
Yes.
It's just not a savings account?
We don't have the savings anymore because we fell below the threshold and they were charging us a monthly fee and we didn't want to pay it.
So it's a specially designated petty cash account that's
checking
a checking
account.
Yes.
Okay.
And
it gets used pretty often, but not for big amounts.
What does it get used for?
Well, it was used for the holiday luncheon.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of stuff it gets used for.
Okay. And...
Every time we do board... Like when we had the interviews and we did the dinners.
Yep. So do you have any idea, Alan, what a standard threshold amount is?
By definition, the amount should be less than $5,000 total.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You mean in the account at any given time?
Yeah.
Should be less than $5,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the state would like.
Okay.
We currently have a little bit more than that. Because we moved the money from
it one into
from,
the other
from the savings.
Okay, so so you want us to vote on this tonight?
We don't have to. I just want to put it out there because we're in good shape with this. We're just over 8,000 right now.
I think we should vote on it tonight.
Okay.
But I want to ask you before we vote on it. I want to. It's maybe not the right time, but anyway, we in our board ad hoc board policy committee meeting, we discussed the concept of spending and at what point can the administration spend an unbudgeted amount of money without seeking board approval.
Mm.
So what came up is we were looking at Milt's contract.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of delayed us because we had to bring it to the board to vote. And Eric mentioned that at Charter School of Wilmington, mm-hmm. they had, a threshold amount that they could, if it was an unbudgeted expense, mm-hmm. they could spend it, the administrative team, without coming to the board for approval. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about putting something like that in place mm-hmm. as well. Did you get any information from CSW on what their number is? Okay. So I do think it would be good for us to check with them and kind of see what their practice is.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe at our next meeting we could... And Susie, so does that go into our board policies?
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe we need... We're going to have another
yeah.
meeting anyway. We can talk about it and
yeah.
Alan will be there.
Okay, so anyway, I do want to sort of bring that back around. I don't want us to be hampering forward, you know, progress because of something that's $1,500 or whatever.
Right.
So, okay.
Would there be a total ceiling then? Like you can spend these little increments, but then there's a total cap?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's probably a good idea,
yes,
too.
Yes, that's what we were talking about in concept. So maybe it's, say, I'm not saying it should be this, but as an example, say it's $6,000.
Correct.
They can spend up to $6,000, and in that little theoretical pot, and then anything over that would have to be approved.
So you're saying there would be a discretionary fund?
I'm not saying that because I don't know that we can do that. Yeah. But I'm saying like maybe a line item separated out for that.
With X amount of dollars in it.
Yep.
For the year that.
Or
you could even do like a total amount of $50,000 with individual expenses not to exceed.
Yeah.
Two or yeah. something.
Well, that's the thing because I wouldn't want. I would be uncomfortable if the administration was going to spend $5,500 without. Well, I don't know if that's even the right number, but there is a number at which I would be uncomfortable as an unbudgeted item having the board not take a look at.
Correct.
Again, I don't know what that number is, but there's definitely a place where I get hinky with that.
Yeah.
So if we could get some, do the research so that we can have a more educated conversation on that at our next meeting.
I'll send an email to Jed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to make a note to put that on there. But the agenda next month. Okay. All right. So back to this. So I feel that we could vote on this tonight. This idea of the funding of the petty cash account.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion. Am I allowed to make a motion?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if the president's allowed to make a motion, I'm just going to do it. I make a motion that we... What should my motion say? I'm sorry. What are we asking?
That we use rental funds to fund a petty cash account.
To replenish
our petty cash account. With $5,000?
No, when the balance falls below $2,000 is what I'm asking for.
When the balance falls below $2,000, then we'll use the rental funds to fund it up to a value of $5,000?
Mm-hmm. What she said.
Correct.
That was the motion. Susie just said the motion. Andrea, did you get that?
I got bits and pieces of it now, honestly.
Okay, let's restate it.
I just made a motion to use rental funds to replenish the petty cash account when balance falls below $2,000.
We will use the rental money to fund it back up to $5,000.
Up to a value of $5,000.
Okay, that's the motion. All right.
Second.
Denise seconds. All right, let's discuss this now. So what is the mechanics of this?
Next week, for example, we're going to be renting the facility, a large part of the facility, for a quilt show. If our...
A what?
Quilt show.
Okay.
Like 5 days quilt.
Wow.
I won't be there.
And they're basically from here south in the building.
5 day quilt
really?
Show.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know such a thing existed. Is that a thing?
Sounds great.
They have judging, they have lessons, they have...
Is that what it's called, 5 days of quilts?
No, they got the name on our marquee out there. I don't know. We were below $2,000 and their money came in, we would deposit some of that money in petty cash to replenish it, and the remainder would go into our appropriation.
Okay.
And there would be paperwork that would show where it went. And
okay.
It would be part of the audit process.
Perfect. Okay, so there'll be a trail and there'll be an audit trail. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is sort of a related question, but not directly on point. So when rental money comes in, do they show up that day with their check?
Typically not that day.
Get it ahead of time?
We get some ahead of time, and then we invoice them based on specifically what happened while they were here.
And they're paying whom? Who does the check host?
Steve handles that. And then
Steve Burke?
No,
Bastianelli.
Oh,
Steve Bastianelli handles that. and then he puts a deposit slip together with whatever paperwork he has to support the deposit, gives it to Andy. Andy processes that, I drive to the bank and deposit.
So there's a couple people checking to make sure the money came in. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's only coming in check now, right?
Correct. Well, every once in a while it does come in cash. Some of the organizations, like for example, when they do a quinceanera out there, those families don't necessarily have checking accounts.
Right.
And they'll pay.
But there's controls around the cash.
Yes.
Okay. All right.